This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden visited Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre, a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction of a black community that left 300 people dead and 10,000 homeless after 2 days of violence. Until recently, the Tulsa Race Riot was a little-known event in U.S. history, even as the country struggles with racial and economic divisions in the present. Earlier, the White House said the government will pump new money into programs to expand home ownership and support small business ownership in communities of color. But questions remain regarding the massacre over whether to pay reparations and how much do the remaining survivors and descendants of the Tulsa massacre victims and how to search the unmarked suspected burial grounds for those killed. Biden's visit coincided with the opening of a new museum to chronicle the events. Representatives of warring parties in Afghanistan are set to return to the negotiating table in Qatar this week to discuss, among other pressing issues, a de-escalation in the Afghan violence as international forces continue to withdraw from the conflict-torn country. Highly placed official sources in neighboring Pakistan told VOA the Islamabad brokered peace meeting between the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators will begin Thursday in the Qatari capital, Doha. Afghan officials have confirmed members of their negotiating team left for Doha Tuesday, but they did not discuss when that team will meet with Taliban negotiators. A Taliban spokesman told VOA no exact date has been set for the meeting, but maintains his group has always been ready to join the process whenever it begins. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.